The study found the risk is particularly high for residents who lived within a mile of the harbor. This is due to high levels of polychlorinated biphenyls, also known as PCBs, which are found in the harbor sediment that can migrate from the water into the air. Researchers found that airborne PCB levels were high enough to potentially disrupt the thyroid hormones of residents, raising the risk for diseases like diabetes and low birth weight in infants. Earlier this year, New Bedford announced another round of dredging as one of the final steps in decontaminating the harbor. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.